Good evening. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting from Pequot Lakes for our spring show. I'm joined on stage by the former mayor of Pequot Lakes and one of the organizers who helped form the Pequot Lakes Community Library. Here's Nancy Adams.
Hi there.
I was real interested in the story of the library here. Tell me how that happened.
Well, in 2003, there were six people that felt the city needed a library. And so I was able to, they asked if I would join them, and I thought, okay. Well, we got busy, and the six had started collecting books that were shoved into the bottom of the underneath part of the water plant. And they were full, and they were there until July, or actually January, I guess, and we decided that we needed to look for a place. The first place that they were going to put this library was in the old Methodist church in town, which was probably well over 100 years old at the time, and was unable to carry the weight of the books. So that was ruled out. So next came the City Hall, which was the former Kinsey Candle Company in Pequot, and the city had just purchased that, hadn't even moved in, when we decided that we would take one large room and two little rooms and make a library, and that's where it came.
And it's the Pequot Lakes Community Library. Tell me, what does a library mean to the community?
It's really a gathering place. It's very important to the community. We have all kinds of programs there. We have materials. We have computers for people to come in and use. We have legacy amendment programs. Thank you to the state of Minnesota. Hallelujah. And it's just a real gathering place with a lot going on. Come get your taxes done, too.
That's right. Well, we might hear something about that later. So how do you sustain volunteers for such an organization?
Well, I have to say that I'm kind of the face of the library. I have another partner, Donna Olson, who is here tonight. But Donna's the materials coordinator. And between the two of us, we have 25 other volunteers generally who work. We have no paid staff. When the library was getting underway, when we opened in 2004, there was a person who said to me, having volunteers will never work. Ah. And I said to myself, self, if you have to stand on a corner and pull the people in, you will have volunteers. And we have not had an issue, thank goodness. We have more people that love to come and work.
Wonderful. Well, the library here is really a special thing. I encourage you to check it out. And we just have to ask, you know Pequot Lakes pretty well. What's your favorite thing about Pequot Lakes?
I think it's the people working together. Whether it's asking for money to buy the library building that we're in now or donating their time, we've mentioned that. But last year the city received a gift of a playground in the Trailside Park. And we had over 50 people come for 3 days to work on that and put it together. This year we have, through a little generosity of one of the families in town, we're going to have a new playground at Sibley Lake Park. And I know when May comes, we'll have 50 more people ready to put that together. So that's what I like best about Pequot.
Wonderful. Well, it's Pequot Lakes, and that's Nancy Adams. Thank you for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Telling us more.